So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
It's Dan, hope you're well today. We are live, it's Wednesday, it is the Property Cash Flow Show. I'm going to talk about websites and all of that kind of thing, mostly because our digital marketing team have just put together our website design page, and we've just taken on a new website designer as well, another one, and it's like, let's just put a special offer out there so we can actually get him a little bit busy, busier than he currently is anyway. So welcome to the Property Cash Flow Show. As you know, I've been in property for 22 years now, and we've really not bought many properties at full asking price. In fact, we've only ever bought one at full asking price, and actually looking back, we overpaid for it. But it was a property I was moving into, and there's a lot of emotional attachment to it and so on. But almost all the properties that we've bought in the 22-year career have been below market value. And so we've been sourcing property deals not only for our clients, but we've also been sourcing them for ourselves. I don't really believe in paying full market value for anything, if I can help it, because you got two or even three different price points. The first one is a retail price point. If you go to the sofa shop, you know, your local sofa company, you're paying retail for that. If you go to an estate agent, you're paying retail for that property. You could go to a wholesaler to buy sofas. You might have to buy more than one and set up a little business to sell some. Some people don't want to do that, so they're happy to pay retail. Or you could go to an auction. So there are cheaper ways of actually buying stuff and paying the retail price. And if you're buying from an estate agency, then you're paying retail. You can go to auctions. Or you can drop leaflets and get into negotiation with people to get a below market value discount. And, you know, like, it's got to be a true form of discount. I see people saying, you have this 100 grand house, it needs 30 grand to work on it, but it's yours for 70. But it's still valued at 100. It's not a below market value because I have to pay 30 grand to do the place up. So it's not a proper below market value property sourced deal whatsoever in the slightest. But in this session in particular, I want to talk to you about websites and the role that they play in lead generation and that kind of thing. Now, there's only probably four or five different reasons you actually want a website. And I've got my trusty pen. Make sure you can see this. And we'll put a list on the board so you can actually see this as well. I am wearing white and about to put black ink on a whiteboard. I'm sure I'm going to get covered in it. But why do you need a website? Like, it sounds obvious, doesn't it? But I know people who've been in business and they've never had a website. And you don't necessarily need a website, but if you have got a website, it's going to do some additional things for you. So number one, the very first thing that you can use it for is lead generation. And when we talk about lead generation, we're not talking about driving traffic from Facebook or dropping leaflets and then they check you out on your website. When we're talking about lead generation for websites, I'm actually referring to your website being the cause of the lead that's generated. So you might be driving traffic to it in some way. Yeah, you might be posting on social media, but the reason why they make contact with you is because of the quality of your website. They look at it and they go, yeah, I trust this person. And then they fill in their details. That's a lead that's been solely generated from your website. Now, you might be driving traffic to it, and there's various ways of driving traffic. So let's run through some of them for you. So you might have some Google pay-per-click that might be working for you, or you might be running Facebook ads that might work as well for you. Now, there's another way of saying it. You might even be dropping leaflets. And this is one of the things about leaflets. Some people pick up the phone when they get a leaflet and they dial the number that's on the leaflet. Other people don't want to do that. Some people will text the number, which is why, by the way, I put on mobile numbers and it says, call this number, 0113, because it's a lead dialing code, or text me on. And I've got a spare phone that I use for just all my business stuff. I don't use my own personal phone because I want to switch it off sometimes, leave it at home and just have my personal phone. So when my personal phone rings, it's only ever personal private calls, not business related. So I can switch it on, switch it off, and so on. But some people will phone you from a leaflet, and other people will want to go and check out your website first of all. If you've not got a website, like, there's warning bells that are just signaling for some people there. So the lead generation can come from online or it could come from offline as well. Let me keep a check on, see if there's any comments. If you've got any questions or any comments, then please stick them in the box and I can keep an eye on those as we go through this training session. So the next reason why you want a website is obviously you need a presence, but also, and this bit's more important, okay, more important than just a presence is that you need something called credibility. I cannot write to save my life. There I am putting capital letters in there. That's completely wrong. Credibility is actually one of the biggest reasons you want a website. Like, you might get some lead gen from it, but if you're driving traffic from a different source, like Google, like Facebook, like leafleting, and they land on a website that was built in 1998, your credibility has gone completely, right? Like, your leaflet might be the best leaflet ever existed, and then they land on your website and it's a really old website. And a really old website in 2021 is like one built from, I don't know, anything before 2017, because we're on Web 2.0, about to go to Web 3.0 and so on. Building credibility through your website is absolutely vital. Okay, the next one then, the next reason you want a website is we need to collect data from the people that are going to your website. And what data do we really want from those people? Well, we want things like phone number, that might be nice, name, maybe, email address, postcode of the house, maybe. What about why are you selling? Like, you don't want to ask too many questions when you're getting data collection off your website, because if you ask too many questions, it puts people off. And then people don't really want to fill in the form because they're like, oh, it's too much personal information. Like, you've not actually had the phone call. They don't know who you are. You've got no rapport being built. So for me, when I get this data collection on a web form, I want things like name, email address, phone number. I want a postcode. Like, for me, a postcode, that's quite nice. And then when I've got the postcode, I can check if they're on Rightmove, or I can take a virtual walk down the street because I'm overseas in Spain, and I can see where the property is if it's not a location that I'm familiar with, and just get a good idea. Ideally, a house number would be useful as well. But again, you don't want too much. I'm happy getting a general idea of the local area, because then I can go on to Rightmove and do a bit of due diligence of properties in that area, see what stuff's sold for. Then when I get on the phone, then I can go and get more information, because then I can start questioning them after I've built up enough rapport. If you build enough rapport with somebody, you can ask them anything. And I'm sure you've got friends or people that you know where you could just go in and say the most inappropriate thing to them, and they just think it's really funny, or they just don't mind, right? And the reason why that happens is because you've got so much credibility. So you've built so much rapport with people, not credibility. Some of your friends, I'm sure you've got zero credibility with, because they know what you like. But if you've got enough rapport, you can say anything to anybody if you have that rapport. If you haven't got that rapport, you could say something quite nice to somebody and they take it completely the wrong way. Okay, number four then is downloadable content, i.e. a lead magnet, we call it, lead magnet. So when we create a website, either for ourselves or for a client, we want them to have something that somebody can download. So first of all, where is this thing that's going to be downloadable? Where's that going to be stored? Where's it going to be held? And usually it's held on a website. They fill in a form, and now we have their contact details. We might email them the document that they've asked to download, or we could just send them to a page on a website where they can download it, or we can just give them a link on the thank you page that says thank you for filling in the form, click this link and download it. Now, what is this lead magnet? What is that going to be? So the one that we normally use, we have one called How to Sell Your Home in Days. Notice it doesn't say how many days, it could be a million days, but it's How to Sell Your Home in Days, and it's like an 8-page guide. It talks about curb appeal and about how often estate agent property sales fall through, which is like a third of the time, two-thirds of the time it goes through, one-third of the time it fails. But that's quite a nice downloadable. And what that also does is it gives a person visiting the website something in return for handing over their personal data, such as name, email address, and phone number. It gives them a document that they can download. And the document should basically say something like, don't sell your house on the open market. Let us buy it and we'll give you a guaranteed sale in 4 weeks or less. Cash in your bank account, that kind of thing. That's why you want to put a lead magnet in there. And then finally on here, you want, like, what's the next step? So let's say you post something on social media. What do you want the person to do? So it's somewhere to send somebody to. And this all ties into all the rest of it, which I'll explain in a second. Somewhere to send people to. So they see you on social media. They see one of your posts that says, hey, we can buy your house within 4 weeks. Great. Now click this link. Then they land on your website. Then they get credibility because now they see you as being credible because you've got a good website. Then they go and download the lead magnet, which is part of the data collection. Now you've generated a lead. Then they can download the actual thing. Now that's an actual lead that you can pick up the phone and say, hey, Bob, I noticed that you requested our form. Did you get it? Did you get the downloadable guide on how to sell your house in days? You didn't. Okay, is there something that you're looking to do? Have you got a property that you're looking to sell right now? You have. Oh, okay. Where is it? In fact, I don't have to ask where is it. I already know because I've got the postcode off the data collection. So I notice your house is in LS1. Is that a city centre apartment? It is. Is that a one bed or two bed? Is it a studio? Why are you selling? That sounds interesting. Should we book an appointment and I'll come up and have a look for you? And then we can see what we can do to help you out of this. Okay, great. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Perfect. Let me just ask you one final question. Is there a reason why you're needing to sell this property? And how quickly would you like to be able to sell this property? As soon as you can, but you're not desperate for the money. Got it. Okay. And what's the reason for selling? Okay, you're moving overseas because of COVID and et cetera, et cetera. Right. So now you're starting to see from all of this data from that you've picked up from your website, you've already done the leaflet drop. You've already done the Google pay-per-click and the Facebook ads. Now you've got them on the website, they're downloading the document. Now you've got enough data to be able to get a kind of a picture in your mind as to who this person is and why they're selling and where the property is and so on. Then you do a follow-up call, you get them on the phone. Then you can, you know, sell the next step. So the next step is from Facebook or a leaflet to the website. Then from the website, they fill in a form and they get a how to sell your property fast kind of download or whatever that download is. Now you've got the data, then you can go in and get a phone call from them. Was that useful, folks? We're not going to go too much longer than this, but if you've got a question about that, I'm just going to have a quick drink, and if not, we'll call it. But if you've got a question about that, I'm more than happy to answer any questions you've got. You'll have to type fast. Mind. So we're actually outside today for the first time this year. It's really nice. It's nice and warm. It's sunny. I have got a hoodie on. But it's really nice. It's just so nice to be able to do these outside again instead of sat on my desk all the time. I can't see any questions coming through, so I think we'll call it. But if you have got any, just stick them in the box afterwards, and I'll see them afterwards. And I can either respond by a video or I can just type a quick response. But I do hope that's useful for you. Tomorrow, if we can, everyone's home this week because we're on school holidays. But if we can, we'll be live tomorrow at 12 noon in the UK crypto show. If you can come and join me for that, that would be awesome. Some guys just started to drill, so I think we'll call it a day there. And we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Have yourselves a good day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.